Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The White House says it is re-evaluating the U.S. relationship with Saudi Arabia, which, along with Russia, as part of OPEC Plus nations, agreed to cut oil production. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports congressional Democrats say the decision by OPEC and its oil-producing allies is short-sighted.
Some Democrats are calling for an immediate freezing of U.S. cooperation with Saudi Arabia, accusing the kingdom of helping to underwrite the Russian invasion of Ukraine. National Security Advisor John Kirby says President Biden is willing to work with Congress to determine what the relationship with Saudi Arabia should look like going forward.
I think the president's been very clear that this is a relationship that that we need to continue to reevaluate. And certainly in light of the OPEC decision, I think that's where he is.
OPEC announced last week that it would cut oil production by 2 million barrels a day, a move that could lead to a sharp increase in gas prices. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
Russian state media report the country's financial monitoring agency is adding Meta, the parent company of Facebook, WhatsApp, and Instagram, to its list of terrorists and extremists. Individuals and groups critical of their government often use the social media platforms to organize rallies or protests. These days, more Russians are challenging President Vladimir Putin's campaign to offset costly losses the Russian military sustained in the war against Ukraine. In Moscow, NPR's Charles Maines reports on efforts to tamp down growing doubts about how Russia's faring.
For weeks, we've seen growing criticism among hardliners here over the military strategy. They argue Russia has essentially been losing in Ukraine because the Kremlin was fighting with one hand tied behind its back. In other words, Russia wasn't using the full force available to it. And in that sense, yesterday's attacks appeared not to be a one-off, but signal this conflict is escalating.
Charles Maines reporting. Prosecutors in Baltimore have dropped charges against Adnan Syed, the man who was released from prison last month after having served more than 20 years for the murder of his former girlfriend, Haman Lee. NPR's Anastasia Siolkas reports.
Adnan Syed was convicted in 2000. When his conviction was overturned last month, prosecutors in the city state's attorney's office had 30 days to decide whether or not to dismiss his case entirely or to retry him. The Office of the State's Attorney for Baltimore City stated in September that a year-long investigation had revealed new information about two potential other suspects in Lee's murder. The names of those suspects were not made public in that motion, as the investigation was still ongoing. Prosecutors also noted in September's filing that at least one of those suspects was not disclosed to Syed's attorney at the time of his trial. Anastasia Tsiolkas, NPR News, New York.
From Washington, this is NPR News. In Thailand, funerals are being held for victims of last week's attack at a daycare center where at least 36 people, including 24 children, died. The Associated Press reports hundreds of mourners said their final goodbyes as loved ones reportedly were cremated today in rows of makeshift furnaces. Last Thursday, a former policeman stormed the daycare center and attacked people with gunfire and a knife. Authorities in Thailand say the assailant killed members of his own family before he took his own life. In Iran, security forces clashed with demonstrators for the 25th day, with online videos showing security forces bolstering their presence in Kurdish areas of the country. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports the protests are seen as the biggest challenge to the government in years.
Videos posted to social media showed clashes overnight in the city of Sanandaj in Iran's Kurdistan province. The demonstrations spread across the country after the death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini, also known by her Kurdish name Jinnah, who had been arrested for alleged improper attire. Separately, oil and petrochemical workers remained on strike for a second day. Videos showed some workers chanting "death to the dictator," a reference to Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei. A local official is quoted as saying the strikes are over pay and working conditions, not Amini's death. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up more than 200 points, or roughly 0.5%. This is NPR News.